Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Well, hello, everybody. Once again, it's another episode of The Morning After. This is Granny Hulkster with you all today. And as always, joining me is Rat Boy. How are you doing, Rat Boy?
So-so, you know. And there's kind of, I got to get off my shoulders right now. All right.
Okay.
Tuesday, okay, Brady came out and told me that an independent wrestler passed away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this wrestler real good. This is a wrestler that I had an arm wrestling contest with, and there was a contract there for me if I would have beat him. All right. God bless
okay.
his soul. God bless his soul. All right. Up there in heaven now. Thank you, Z-Bar.
Yeah, wow. I saw that post. I saw him mention that to you when I was coming back from my meetings on Tuesday. So I'm very sorry to hear about that. So
yeah, he was the first, because Z-Bar always picked on me. I always picked on him, but we're really good friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm very
really
sorry
good
to hear
friends.
That, Rat Boy. Very
sorry to hear that. And last night, okay, on AEW, okay, top of the show, guess who was on there? My boy.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Eddie Kingston used to wrestle with Z-Bar.
So, wow.
Ain't that something? I tell
yeah,
you what, Eddie Kingston sure got that mouth from back in the day. I always loved
mm-hmm.
Eddie Kingston. He was always funny. And I just loved the guy. He's here from the East Coast somewhere. I don't know where he lives. I know he lives in Jersey somewhere. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eddie Kingston done a good job on Cody last night.
Okay, I am bringing on Papa Stro Maestro. How are you, my friend? Thanks for joining us today. Glad to have you on with us.
Great to be here with you guys. I just got off doing an interview with a 55 Live podcast out of Australia. So it's been a pretty busy morning here.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And that'll be airing actually in the next 2 weeks. When they told me, so I'll let you keep you guys informed
awesome.
When it airs.
Awesome.
Yeah, I heard about Eddie Kingston. Yeah, he had a great match with Cody last night.
Yes, he did. I was surprised to see him come out of the blue like that, you know, because I know Eddie Kingston. He wrestled right
mm-hmm.
here in Jersey a lot. He wrestled in Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
a lot. You know, I knew, and plus, Eddie Kingston used to wrestle with Z-Bar, the one that just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know them both. But Eddie did put on a good show last night.
Yeah, I thought all on AEW Dynamite had a really solid show all around, actually.
Yes, the Young Bucks against the Butcher and the Blade. Pitfall Anywhere. I loved that match. They went all over the arena, everywhere.
And we saw the return of Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yep. You know, it was all right. And plus now, I don't know if you caught it, the Women Tag Team Champion Cup Tournament, the WWE draw, coming this summer.
That'll be interesting.
All right. With 16 teams. A parable of 8 women. You know, I don't know what's going to happen here. You know, who's going to be teaming up with who? It's nothing like that. Nothing. But that would be interesting to watch because the women don't got no tag team position there.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be interesting. And on the flip side, NXT, they're having another tournament to crown the newly vacant North American championship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Keith Lee is now the NXT champ, so he can hold 2 titles coincidentally. So he's going to be holding up the North American championship. They're doing it in like a tournament with series of 3-way matches, apparently, from what they were saying.
Oh, wow. You know, AEW is really picking up their game. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
And now, okay, I know it's free. I'm going to see if I can find it. Okay. Chris Jericho. Okay. So I got a new web show out called Winnipeggers.
Mm-hmm.
And it debuted already at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, wow.
All right, because I just seen this this Thursday. Today's Thursday, but it was at 9 a.m. in the morning. I got to check that one out.
Oh, yeah.
He
does a Saturday night YouTube show.
Yes, yes. I caught some of the shows already, and I did comment on some of the stuff, you know, but it never got back to me. But it's okay. And WWE Hall of Fame leader is going to be after the bell with Corey Graves.
Oh, cool.
Ain't that something?
That's cool.
What?
Yeah.
I think that's all the news that we got. Yeah. But I don't watch no NXT. Because what it is, I can't flip back and forth no more because I don't got no cable TV no more. Only got one solid computer here to watch it. And the other computers that I got with no sound.
Well, the main event was Killian Cross. It was Cross and Dachakovic.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty solid main event.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but NXT's not picking up their games, though. You know, I had to go with AEW all the way now because, well, it is that they don't got nothing for NXT. But there's one thing, though, okay, that I noticed, okay? I don't know if anybody noticed, but I'm a little keyed off what they're saying, okay? Bayley and Sasha, they got all the gold? No. Listen, they don't got all the gold because they don't got none of the NXT stuff yet. They cannot say they got all the gold. right or wrong.
Well, both of them have been NXT Women's Champions.
Right, but they don't got more gold around them yet. They're saying that they got all the gold. No, they don't got the NXT gold yet. They don't got the belts.
Well, technically, they don't have the Raw gold either. Next week will be the deciding factor on that.
Yes. Yes, right now they're going around, they're saying they got all the gold, but they don't.
Well, I noticed last night on Wrestling with History, they did the replay of the interview with Malia Hosaka from the week before. They weren't live last night, so but that was an amazing interview.
Mm-hmm. And plus, wait a minute. I got some breaking news. You got to go to Wrestle Tees. You know, there's breaking news. You got to get your cheese. Right?
Yeah.
That's the breaking news. Everybody's got to Russell Tees, got to do nice, beautiful T-shirts, the Brady Hicks, the Strolls coming out with a new one.
Mm-hmm.
King David Lane's got one. Shelly Martinez got one. You know, you just got to go there and get them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's breaking news.
Is that
of the
Barky
day.
In the background? I hear Barky scroll.
Yeah, Sparky wants to say hello.
Hi, Sparky. I love seeing pictures of Sparky. He's such a pretty fur baby.
Yeah.
I love dogs. I have two of them, so I love dogs.
Nice.
I love my dogs.
Nice.
I like dogs. I'm mostly a cat person.
Well, I like cats, too, so, you know.
Yeah, tonight, WCW Retro at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, VSNation.com. Where our special guest tonight will be Amazing Velvet. So feel free to tune in. It's always a good time of Amazing Velvet. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, that'll be a fun time. That'll be a fun time.
Yeah, so 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mark it down, everybody.
And then, of course, oh, wait a minute. Oh, we have a caller, people. Let's see who this caller is.
Uh-oh.
267, caller, you're live on the morning after. Who do we have? Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Rockboy.
How you doing? You heard the bad news, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Tara knows Z-Bar, too. Matter of fact.
I grew up watching Z-Bar.
There you go. Yep. How you been?
The famous saying for his was, he's back nuts. I was there when you were facing him for the arm wrestling contest.
Yeah, see? Was you there?
Yeah.
Oh, what? See? People coming out of the blue work guy, I didn't even know that was there. We didn't know each other then. That's what it was.
I was behind G.I. Ho.
Oh, okay. Okay, I remember now. I have to go back to that little time shot there, you know, because they did pick up the video. So I've been posting up the video on my
It's sad.
My Facebook.
It's tragic.
Huh?
It's sad because it's like everybody that we know is dying, like. First it was Danny Havoc, now it's Z-Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Trinastic. Wife Beater.
I know, we used to have a good time there at the old ECW arena with Z-Bar.
Yeah, with Nick Burke, they're rocking whatever connection it was.
Yeah.
I remember after Fast came out, and he was the only and Trent Acid Farm was the only one that he was allowed to dance with.
Yep.
And
I remember that.
He bring out the old school Z Bar, not the new school, the old school.
Yeah. I'm still in shock to hear it because what is that? Z-Bar was working at Arizona next to one of my relatives.
Z-Bar, when I used to live in Florida, he was working independent shows, and he was really cool. And people don't realize, like, when you're in an independent show and you haven't seen or when you notice a wrestler, and they know you from, like, Philadelphia or something, then you know that you've been a supporter wrestler fan. And then, you know, it's like that people don't realize when you're a fan. It's like when Dave and Jay Chris debuted for Impact Wrestling, I was the only one that knew that they were there. And I was the only one in the crowd that wore a Dave Chris shirt. And everybody with these allegations with all these wrestlers, they don't know the true stories about half of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you still going to Impact?
No.
Oh.
I could tell you this.
Come on.
With Dave Chris, the allegations that they had with him, half of them aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because Dave Chris is one of the good people out there. And people don't realize, like, Dave Chris is one of the people that would go out to limb for somebody. But they don't need to speculate something for him because just because one person accused him of something means he did wrong. Nobody is perfect in this world. And I know a lot of wrestlers that aren't perfect. We all mess up in some way or another, but we all bounce back. Am I right or wrong?
You're right about that.
Yes, you're right.
Because there's times where people mess up in the world, and people deserve a second chance. So what? He messed up on a couple girls. Doesn't mean anything. He has a chance, and all these companies that are not booking because of a couple allegations mean. He's a bad person. No, Dave Chris isn't a bad person. From my personal experience, Dave Chris is one of the nicest people in the world. He did things that I couldn't even imagine. Like, who will take a time out to go to Tony Luke's 2 hours out of their way and meet up with me with 5 of their students and have lunch with me and then take me to CCW and make sure I had a time in my life that I went to Rockstar Pro in Dayton, Ohio. And treated me like a celebrity there because I'm one of the nicest wrestling fans in the world. Or go to Universal Studios when I live in Florida and go on the mummy ride with me 6 times in a row with Zachary Wentz, Desmond Xavier, Jake, and Dave Chris. He will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that many people would. And people are doing allegations on him. Which they don't know the real side of the story.
Right. I know a little bit about the story, but I'm keeping my mouth shut right now because I heard through a grapevine.
Well, I'm telling you from my personal experience, Dave Chris is nice, but some people are nice to some people and some people are the devil to others. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are going to be a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of thing. But it is what it is. But people don't realize, like, there's times where people need to step up and grow up and be a man or stop being a big baby. Put on your big boy pants and do what you have to do.
I know I did reach out to Nick Burt, okay? You,
I reached out to Devin Moore.
Okay, I asked Nick, I said, is there going to be a benefit show for Z-Bar? So I think he deserves one. And he said there might be one, but he's going to let me know But there's a little problem there.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me. What is that? Me and Nick been talking back and forth, okay, for a while now. He said, "Well, I want to arm wrestle you when you get a chance." He went me versus him at the Z-Bar benefit show. And I said, you know what? I would do it. That's for Z-Bar.
I would like to be honored to help with Z-Bar show because, you know, I'm a wrestler in training, right?
Yeah. What is that? Nick Burt is handling everything, I hope. You know, he's going to let me know first, then I will let you know.
And I've been talking to Devin Moore a lot lately, and he was devastated that Z-Bar passed away. And I was like, if you need anything, just talk, and I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been putting that on his Facebook page. If you need to talk, let's talk about it.
Yeah, and I feel the most person I really feel bad is Missy Sampson.
Yeah.
Do we have any more news today that we need to talk about?
No.
Okay. Stro, why don't you go ahead and plug what you have to plug one more time because we're getting the end of our broadcast here shortly. So why don't you go ahead and plug what you need to plug again? And
Tonight, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, special guest, Amazing Velvet. Tomorrow night, the Stro Zone on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro at midnight Eastern Standard Time, with tomorrow night's feature being Abbott Costello meets Frankenstein. So be sure to tune in.
That's a great one. Yeah, guys, you know what? I want to share this with you. You know, we actually had a young black bear spotted in downtown Fayetteville, Arkansas yesterday. And they actually had to come and call the game and wildlife people, and they tranquilized him, and they released him into an undisclosed location out in the woods. But this young bear weighed anywhere from 150 to 200 pounds. I saw a picture of him because one of my friends works for the Fayetteville Police Department, and he actually had to help. The bear was sighted up in a tree. And they actually, you know, tranquilized him and, you know, got him down safely and released him. And my friend sent me a picture of that bear. And I'm thinking, my goodness, a bear downtown Fayetteville, Arkansas. He was just running around the sidewalk. I mean, running around the buildings downtown. And I'm like, that's kind of odd to see a bear, you know, in the city limits. But I guess he was looking for food or something. I don't know, but... Well, guys, I guess that's going to be it for today, like I said, fans. Oh, go ahead, Rat Boy, real quick.
I said, you talk about bears. You know, I live in a big city here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got a raccoon running around in my neighborhood.
I got raccoons and possums running around my yard, too, sometimes. But, you know, it is what it is. But we want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Tara, for calling in and your input, and we were glad to have you on the show with us this morning. But fans, check out VOCNation.com. Check out the merchandise. You know, you can advertise for as low as $25 a week. We just want to thank you for listening, and everybody have a great day. Everybody be safe. Be good to each other. Wear your mask. And, you know, God bless everybody, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks, Stro, for joining us. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.